Get ready for a deep dive into the AI chip arena, where one company is making waves after a near acquisition by NVIDIA. We're also tracking how Google Pay is overhauling its entire system to handle the coming wave of AI agent transactions. And a groundbreaking AI-generated film is set to premiere at a major festival, plus a big update from Anthropic. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Saturday, May 3rd, 2026. Let's get into it. First up, the AI chip landscape continues to be a hotbed of activity, and Grok is right in the thick of it. According to Axios, the chipmaker is reportedly looking to raise a substantial $650 million in internal funding. This move comes after NVIDIA's reported $20 billion not acqui-hire attempt, which would have seen NVIDIA acquire Grok primarily for its talent and technology, but the deal ultimately fell through. Grok is now pivoting its strategy, shifting its primary focus from general hardware to specializing in AI inference, which is the crucial process of refining how AI models respond to prompted requests. This strategic pivot and significant funding round underscore the intense competition and rapid evolution within the AI hardware sector, as companies vie for dominance in specialized areas like inference, which is becoming increasingly critical for efficient AI deployment.
The investment will likely fuel Grok's research and development efforts, positioning them as a key player in the high-performance AI inference market. Next, get ready for a fundamental shift in how we think about digital payments. Because Google Pay is undergoing a massive overhaul to accommodate the impending wave of AI agent transactions. According to Artificial Intelligence News, Google Pay is introducing a new universal commerce protocol and a revamped server architecture. This strategic update positions Google Pay as a central clearinghouse for purchases that will be executed by autonomous AI agents rather than human users. Imagine your AI assistant not just booking a flight, but seamlessly handling the payment itself, or an enterprise AI managing procurement without human intervention. This move highlights the industry's anticipation of a future where AI agents are not just information gatherers, but active economic participants, making transactions on our behalf and fundamentally altering the digital commerce landscape. Shifting gears to the creative world, artificial intelligence is making a significant splash in filmmaking, with a groundbreaking AI-generated film set to debut at the prestigious Tribeca Festival next month. The Verge reports that the 75-minute feature, titled Dreams of Violets, is a fictional dramatization of the Iranian government's mass killing of protesters that occurred in January.
What makes this film truly remarkable is that all the people and images within it were entirely created by artificial intelligence, as initially reported by The Hollywood Reporter. This ambitious project was produced on an incredibly lean budget, costing just $2,000 to make, showcasing the potential for AI to democratize filmmaking and enable creators to produce complex narratives with minimal traditional resources. Its premiere at Tribeca signals a growing acceptance and curiosity within mainstream artistic circles regarding the capabilities and implications of AI-generated content, pushing the boundaries of what's possible in cinematic storytelling. Speaking of pushing boundaries, Anthropic, a major player in the large language model space, has just rolled out a significant update to its flagship model. Artificial Intelligence News announced the release of Claude Opus 4.8, an enhanced version of Claude Opus 4.7. The company states that this upgrade brings substantial improvements across several key areas, including coding capabilities, agent work, reasoning, and general knowledge tasks. Users can access Claude Opus 4.8 through the Claude.ai platform, via Claude Code, and through the Claude API, where it will be identified as Claude-Opus-4-8.
This continuous iteration and improvement of foundational models like Claude Opus are crucial for advancing the overall capabilities of AI, making these systems more versatile and powerful for a wide range of applications, from complex software development to sophisticated analytical tasks. In a quick hit, OpenAI is expanding its efforts in biodefense with the launch of Rosalind Biodefense. According to OpenAI, this initiative broadens trusted access to GPT Rosalind for vetted developers and U.S. government partners. The goal is to advance biodefense, public health, and pandemic preparedness through cutting-edge frontier AI, demonstrating AI's critical role in global security and health. Before I let you go, keep an eye on developments in sustainable resource extraction. MIT Technology Review reports that researchers have discovered a new, potentially more environmentally friendly and cheaper method to extract lithium, a crucial component for EV batteries and energy storage. A startup called RockZero was already working to commercialize this technology, which could have significant implications for the future of clean energy and, by extension, the power demands of AI infrastructure. That is TSL Bite-Sized for Saturday, May 30th, 2026. We appreciate you tuning in for your daily dose of AI news and insights. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.